Each year, at the beginning of Lent, we make the resolution that it will be our best Lenten season ever. Hopefully so far, we had a better Lenten season than previous year. If it was full of challenges, let us keep trying. Lent is a journey that leads us to Holy Week, a time in which we prepare to meet and welcome Jesus, our King. As we celebrate Palm Sunday, we remember Jesus' entrance to Jerusalem as his followers welcomed him. Let us go beyond remembrance and acknowledge this celebration as a call to action. At this very moment, Jesus knocks at the door of our heart to let him in. He wants us to welcome him and ask us to willingly follow him. This request clearly implies that Jesus cannot enter unless we unlock the door of our hearts. We need a couple of keys to unlock it. The first key is repentance and faith. On Ash Wednesday, we kicked off the Lenten season with ashes traces on our forehead, a reminder of our own death and Christ's own suffering and death, but also the beginning of the countdown to Jesus' resurrection at Easter. During this week, let's continue that battle of turning away from anything that keeps us far from Christ and practice the truth of the gospel in our daily lives and faithfully receive the body of Christ. The second key is forgiveness. Jesus forgave his persecutors, and he expects us to do the same. We imply that in the Lord's Prayer when we say, "Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us." Let us ask the Holy Spirit to reveal to us those instances in our lives where we have fallen short of forgiving someone or ourselves, no matter the gravity of the offense. The third key is to reject the works of the devil. It is true that every year during Easter, we renew our baptismal promises by rejecting Satan and all his works and all his empty promises. We must mean what we say and act on it. The devil is the father of lies, and we do not always recognize his works. He promotes as good what God had forbidden. Let us not fall into despair when Satan tries to convince us that God has abandoned us. We must recognize the devil's deception when we doubt Jesus is close by in our darkest hour. When the devil tempts us to reject our Christian values in exchange to popular trends. My dear brothers and sisters, as we begin this most sacred time of the year, let us meditate on the following words of Jesus and ask him to give us the grace to respond with zeal. "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will enter his house and dine with him, and he with me.